Somebody who is joining the Zimun, he has to make his own Birza Mosin. The Hainu, that this person ate only something like Alamichia. So even though he's Mitzdar, there are only three of those type of people, but he has to make a Birza Alamichia. And the Leila, even if he wants to be Yetzi with the Birza Mosin, doesn't help. And the same thing if he ate something that needs a Bar Nefashis, can't be Yetzi with the Birza Mosin. The Shabur brings that if he ate dates or drank wine, that the Evid, we learned in Simon Reish Ches that the Birza Mosin helps. And same thing, according to many Achreinim, he ate porridge made out of Zoynis. The Chachila Kamavan, his Kavan should be not to be ate with the Birza Mosin, so then he should make the proper brach. Anything he eats other than water, as long as it has a flavor, he can be mistarved to the ten reveals to make a barchalikeno. And the shloshim mistarved she yoichin zayis bas. This opinion holds that for the zimun, you have to have three people that are benching birchas hamosin. One help, two birchas hamosin, and one alamichin. Yeshayim the b'gzayis dogim mahani afilo eino bas. Second opinion holds that's enough. That if the gzayis of dogim, even though it's not bread, it's porridge made. The third opinion says it's the same thing as what we learned by the ten. Also by three, if one of them is a vegetable or a soft drink, it's also mistake. The two people ate and the third one comes. If you think again, Tidak Zai's pass is good. He doesn't want, they should not give him to drink or another food. In other words, this, we don't want to get involved in this machlokes whether you can make a zimun or not. But Mishnah Berurah brings it today. The minhag is that if you have two people that wash, and the third one comes, and he doesn't want to wash, you can give him a drink, or some irokis, potato chips, whatever. The nice thing the machabe holds that if you gave him to eat, then you should make a zimun.